Pablo for breakfast.
Live music back in regional WA. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Oh, it is amazing. We're so stoked to be playing. Yeah, I can imagine everyone's been frothing, and so is the band.
Now, are you guys sort of getting a camper van? How are you orchestrating this? Because you're going to a bunch of different places right over WA.
I think there's going to be a weird combination of flights and long drives. But, man, like this is like how we used to tour when the band first started. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, you're going to be Passion of the Pilbara, which is 14th of August. You mentioned it on Insta as well. Nothing beats a free show.
Oh, yeah, I guess nothing beats a free show, but, like, you know, two free shows would be a free show.
True. But this is pretty awesome because, yeah, lots of the big bands don't get out to, you know, Onslow and Passion of the Pilbara, so it's great that you guys are, you know, the headline act for that weekend.
Oh, man, any chance you have to get us out, we'll always take it. It's really good fun.
Now, last year was a pretty big year for not only the band but also for you. Human Design was released, and then you created your own human as well. And I saw the other week that your daughter just turned one. Does she sing along to any Birds of Tokyo songs at the moment? Does she love to boogie to them?
She loves two styles of music, and she loves the theme song for Bluey, not so much the rest of the Bluey show. Okay. And she loves Kenny's other band, Carnival, way more than Birds. Like, she just, like, they did a live stream, and I've never seen her watch TV that much. It's like, come on, Dad does this stuff too.
Well, kid, you know, it's always the cool uncles, isn't it? You know, they look up to
100%.
It's not the dad, unfortunately. But I'm sure you'll be able to win her over, surely.
Yeah, I've been trying to learn more and more, like, heavy guitarists to see if she comes around.
Now, I kind of feel like this is kind of your peak the next couple of weeks, because obviously the Tokyo Games just kicked off on Friday. You guys, I'm calling you the unofficial band of the Games.
Nice.
But I want to know from your point of view, what event do you think you could compete in and do not too badly at? Is there anything that sort of you think, you know what, I could probably get a bronze in that?
Dude, like, curling's got to be the one that I'm convinced that I'll be amazing at. But, like, I get obsessed with watching it. Being the sweeping person, I reckon I'll be okay with that.
Well, we cannot wait to see you up here in the Pilbara for Passion of the Pilbara. It's a free show. The last time I actually saw you guys, you did a big free show in Karratha for the Red Earth Arts Festival, and that was terrific. Are you guys going to get a bit of time to spend around the Pilbara as well to go out, go fishing and enjoy the good weather?
Yeah, it looks like the routing's pretty good. Like, we get a bit of time to do a bit of travel. So, yeah, I think everyone's going to take the opportunity to do it. It's been so long in between tours, man. Everyone's going to really relish just being able to hang out as a band.
Pablo for breakfast.